Welcome to SMR's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week's most popular post on sportsmedres.org discussed a recent study that found that the anterior drawer test for the anterior tail curl joint has a low diagnostic accuracy, and therefore, the results of the test alone should be interpreted with caution. Clinicians may want to consider the use of imaging modalities, such as diagnostic ultrasound, in the evaluation of the anterior talofibular ligament after an ankle sprain. The anterior drawer test is commonly used to assess the severity of injury to the anterior talocurl joint after an inversion mechanism at the ankle. Many physical examination techniques, including the anterior drawer test, have demonstrated low reliability and diagnostic accuracy, which leads researchers and clinicians to interpret the results of the anterior drawer test with caution. While the anterior drawer test has been previously evaluated in the existing literature, there have been few reports about its diagnostic capabilities, especially in combination with the extent of joint laxity and the clinical usefulness of this test. Therefore, the purpose of this study was to evaluate the diagnostic accuracy of the anterior drawer test, as well as to determine the extent that the anterior drawer test assists clinicians in determining anterior talocurl joint laxity. In the current study, the authors included 66 participants. Each participant was classified as having an acute lateral ankle sprain, or were referred to as ankle sprain copers, which were individuals with a history of one ankle sprain but with no remaining symptoms, and a third group, which was classified as chronic ankle instability, which were individuals with a history of recurrent ankle sprains. To assess the diagnostic accuracy of the anterior drawer test, which was graded 0 to 4, the authors manually applied a standardized anterior drawer force using an arthrometer while visualizing landmarks on the talus and fibula with diagnostic ultrasound. The authors investigated the diagnostic performance of the anterior drawer test compared with two cutoff values for abnormal laxity, 2.3 millimeters and 3.7 millimeters. These were based on healthy controls and previous research. The authors demonstrated that participants with a history of a lateral ankle sprain had greater anterior talocurl joint laxity compared with healthy controls. In fact, only one healthy control was considered to have abnormal laxity using either cutoff point. In contrast, 53, or 36% of participants with a history of ankle sprain, had an abnormal laxity at the anterior talocurl joint, based on the cutoffs of 2.7 or 3.7 millimeters, respectively. Sensitivity of the anterior drawer test compared with the 2.3 millimeter cutoff was 0.74, and specificity was 0.38. The positive and negative likelihood ratios were 1.2 and 0.66, respectively, at the 2.3 millimeter reference. When the authors used the larger laxity cutoff of 3.7 millimeters, the sensitivity and specificity of the anterior drawer test were 0.83 and 0.40, respectively, with a positive likelihood ratio of 1.4 and a negative likelihood ratio of 4.1. The likelihood ratios of these magnitudes are considered small, which raises concerns about the diagnostic performance of the anterior drawer test. Overall, this study reported that the anterior drawer test demonstrated a low diagnostic accuracy compared with two reference standards. A positive anterior drawer test may lead to small and unimportant changes in the likelihood of identifying abnormal talocurl joint laxity, and a negative anterior drawer test may cause small changes in the likelihood that the patient will not demonstrate abnormal talocurl joint laxity. Evaluated by an experienced clinician, nearly 70% of the participants in this study were classified as having a positive anterior drawer test. According to the results, between 42% and 56% of these participants would be considered to have a false positive test result, which the authors attribute to the clinician's technique and patient position utilized during the anterior drawer test. When using the anterior drawer test to assess the integrity of the anterior talofibular ligament, clinicians should continue to interpret subjective results with caution. Because the anterior drawer test appears to be a poor predictor of talocrural joint laxity, the authors suggested that if sophisticated measurement techniques such as diagnostic ultrasound or stress radiographs are available, clinicians should consider these techniques as more accurate alternatives. This past week, we also had three other posts on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. The first post described a clinical trial that found that following an isolated meniscal repair, it may be safe to permit patients to have early weight bearing and less range of motion restrictions compared with more traditional restricted rehabilitation programs. The second post discussed a study which found that gaming systems like the Microsoft Xbox Kinect demonstrate similar outcomes related to dynamic balance in the lower extremity, but increased levels of enjoyment and compliance. We also shared the British Hernia Society's 2014 position statement on treatment of sportsman's groin. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. For example, this past week, our social media posts included a New York Times Well blog article that described what happens in the brain after a concussion. So remember to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.